MyAudiobooks.ai presents The Auctioneer's Bid, inside the FTC's 181-page case against Amazon's ad pricing. On August 31st, 2026, a complaint landed in the United States District Court for the Western District of Washington that runs 181 pages and reads, in places, like the minutes of a company at war with its own customers. The Federal Trade Commission and the attorneys general of 22 states sued Amazon.com over the way it prices advertising. The allegation, in its driest form, since 2018, the company that told advertisers their prices were set by competitive second-price auctions had been quietly replacing those auction prices with higher ones it calculated itself, harvesting more than $20 billion from roughly 1.2 million advertisers along the way. More than 500,000 of them, small and medium-sized businesses. The company has denied wrongdoing and will contest the case. But the document itself, drawing on Amazon's own internal records, is already one of the most revealing studies of platform power ever filed. At myaudiobooks.ai, you can create your own audiobooks from prompts, turn your documents into audio, all with one subscription. And store your items in your own personal library. To understand what is alleged here, you first have to understand the machine that was supposedly running. A second price auction is one of the elegant instruments of modern markets. Every bidder submits the most they are willing to pay. The highest bidder wins, but pays only one increment above the second highest bid. The design rewards truthful bidding. Shading your bid below your true value risks losing cheaply, and it makes the market trustworthy precisely because nobody can see the clearing price. That opacity is a feature in an honest auction and a vulnerability in a dishonest one. If the auctioneer can set the second price himself, the entire mechanism becomes a slot machine, with the house choosing the payout. The complaint alleges that Amazon, which runs the auction, sells the advertising placements, employs the bidder's account managers, and controls all of the data, did exactly that for years while telling everyone the machine was honest. The scale of the business at stake explains the stakes. Amazon generates more than $68 billion a year in advertising revenue, a figure that has quietly made ads one of the most profitable lines in the company's portfolio, because selling a search result costs nothing to ship. The advertisers are not giant brands alone. The complaint notes that a 2022 Amazon study found a large share of customers for its most lucrative placements were new or small business owners, and that the 1.2 million U.S. advertising customers include more than 500,000 small and medium-sized businesses. These are the sellers of groceries, pharmacy products, clothing, and school supplies, categories the complaint says Amazon's own analysis showed carried its heaviest surcharges, on the theory that low-margin essentials pass cost increases through to shoppers most reliably. Section 1. The mechanics of the alleged scheme. The complaint's account of the mechanics is specific, and it comes from Amazon's own words. In late 2018, the document says, the advertising organization decided the prices produced by its auctions were no longer satisfactory. So after the auction ran and the winner was determined, the system would replace the market clearing price with a higher, calculated one. Internally, the senior vice president in charge of Amazon ads described the arrangement plainly. The second price, he explained, isn't set by an actual bidder, but rather by Amazon in the form of a proxy second price that we calculate. The head of the division went further in the words quoted by the complaint. Amazon had, he acknowledged, inserted a bid into its own auctions, enabling prices beyond what would be organically achieved through advertiser competition. In auction theory, an auctioneer bidding in his own sale is not an edge case. It is the definition of a rigged market. The internal vocabulary matters because it shows the practice was systematized rather than incidental. Amazon called the gap between the real auction price and the price actually charged a surcharge, a word the complaint invokes dozens of times. These were not the disclosed fees every platform charges. They were, in the complaint's characterization, hidden inside the auction result itself, and the concealment was engineered. The document describes testing of incremental surcharge increases specifically to assess the risk of detection, the fine-tuning of pricing system design features to help mask the surcharges, and, when advertisers noticed prices moving and complained, responses from account managers that attributed the changes to ordinary market forces. One internal rationale quoted in the filing warned that disclosure risked irrevocable damage to advertiser trust. The trust, in other words, was understood to be the asset being spent. Then there is the escalation, which the FTC reconstructs from Amazon's own monitoring reports. The company tracked what it called the first price rate, the share of sponsored products clicks charged at the advertiser's full winning bid rather than a true second price. In late 2020, that rate was 4%. By 2021, it had risen to between 30 and 40%. In 2022, it reached 70%. An internal comparison of 5-week snapshots from late 2020 and late 2023 found the rate sustained in the range of 52 to 64%, alongside increases in what Amazon called its monetization rate and its aggregate surcharge rate. The auction team itself observed, in the words quoted in the complaint, that the cost per click was above the true second price, or the maximum bid, for close to 90% of clicks. 90% of the time, on the platform's own numbers, the advertised auction was not functioning as advertised. Read that trajectory the way an organizational psychologist would, because it is the most instructive part of the whole filing. 4% is a rounding error, a test perhaps, or an edge case in some pricing formula. 30% is a policy. 70% is a policy that has stopped asking permission. Each step was, on the complaint's telling, validated the same way. An experiment measuring whether advertisers noticed, a finding that they did not, and a decision to go further. There was no single meeting where the auction was rigged. There was a ratchet, and the ratchet only turns one way so long as detection risk stays at zero. The same documents that measure the escalation also measure what made it possible, the absence of any external check on a number no outsider could compute. Institutions drift toward whatever their metrics reward, and Amazon's metrics, per the complaint, rewarded yield. At myaudiobooks.ai, you can listen to this story and thousands of others that explore the hidden science and mechanics behind the headlines. Section 2, The December War Room. The complaint's most vivid passage is a 9-day episode in December 2021, and it deserves to be read as a management case study. During the holiday shopping period, the auction team applied surcharge increases not only through Black Friday and Cyber Monday, but into early December. On December 10th, according to the filing, the team effectively removed the surcharge constraints, and over the next 5 days, average cost per click spiked, with some advertisers, the complaint says, seeing increases the document quantifies in redacted figures. More than 20 agencies and advertisers escalated questions to their Amazon account managers. Some flagged the precise anomaly. Prices seemed to behave like a first price auction for branded keywords, while the advertisers were all operating under the assumption of a second price one. What followed, per the complaint, was organizational improvisation at speed. On December 15th, a vice president of sponsored products approved dialing the surcharges back down, but in phases, so that advertisers would see less abrupt changes to their costs. On December 17th, the company stood up what it internally called a war room, members of the auction and product management teams tracking every escalation and preparing a coordinated response. By December 20th, the filing says, the teams had drafted talking points for account managers that attributed the spike to increased holiday demand. The seasonal crowd, the competition, everything except the surcharge itself. The alleged cover story and the alleged underlying policy were managed by the same organization, in the same week, with the same goal: keep the auction's reputation intact while the auction's prices moved.
The episode also answers the question every reader should ask: how did sophisticated buyers fail to notice for years? The complaint quotes the thinking of a major third-party advertising agency's employee in December 2021, a professional whose entire job is optimizing Amazon ad spend. Watching prices jump sharply across every brand and category at once, that specialist reasoned carefully. This could not be competition, which raises some prices and not others. The pattern pointed to something Amazon had done, and the hope expressed was that Amazon was fixing its algorithm. Even the experts, in other words, could not distinguish a rigged auction from a broken one from the outside, because the one entity that held the data necessary to tell the difference was the entity allegedly rigging it.
That asymmetry, the complaint argues, is not incidental to the scheme. It is the scheme. Section 3. The pass-through to your grocery bill.
The legal theory connecting a business-to-business pricing case to household costs runs through the complaint's most domestic detail. Amazon's own 2021 analysis, the FTC says, found its highest surcharges landing on advertisements in typically low-margin product categories, the kind where sellers cannot absorb cost increases and stay in business, and where those costs are most likely to be passed through to shoppers. An account manager's message, quoted in the filing, relays a grocery client seeing cost-per-click increases of more than 90% during a Prime Day event, killing the return on ad spend. Multiply a double-digit percentage cost increase across the advertising line of thousands of essential goods sellers, and the arithmetic of the shopper's bill writes itself. The complaint alleges a significant portion of these costs is ultimately passed through to and paid by Amazon shoppers in the form of higher prices. The geography of the alleged conduct widens the story beyond the United States. In February 2021, the complaint says, Amazon decided to target a cumulative 20% increase in cost per click in Germany, and increases up to 9% in the United Kingdom, France, Italy, and Spain. The numbers matter less than the posture they imply: pricing experiments designed to find the ceiling of what advertisers would silently absorb in market after market, calibrated in increments small enough to escape notice. The 22 states that joined the federal case, from New York to Kentucky to Arizona, are, on one level, defending their businesses and consumers. On another level, they are asserting that the integrity of a marketplace with 1.2 million business participants is a public concern, rather than a private dispute.
It is worth pausing on why the states are in this case at all, because the jurisdictional architecture is part of the story. The Federal Trade Commission enforces a statute written in 1914 for an economy of railroads and monopolies. The states enforce their own consumer protection acts, many of which authorize civil penalties per violation and treble-style remedies that the federal framework lacks. When a single alleged practice spans 1.2 million customers across 22-plus jurisdictions, the arithmetic of state penalties is not decorative. It is the enforcement teeth that make settlement conversations serious. A company can budget for one regulator's injunction. It cannot easily budget for per-violation penalties multiplied across most of the states.
The coalition structure, in other words, is not political theater. It is a damages model. Section 4. What to watch. First, Amazon's motion to dismiss. The company will argue, among other things, that its pricing practices were disclosed in its terms, or that no statute reaches them. The briefing will set the case's boundaries. Second, the scope of discovery. The complaint already quotes internal documents at length, and the underlying record, the unredacted surcharge rates, the calibration experiments, the war room files, would become public only if the case survives that far. Third,
the private litigation echo, where a regulator alleges systematic overcharging of 1.2 million customers, class actions follow within weeks, and their damages theories will borrow the FTC's homework. Fourth, the international dimension. The European and German facts quoted in the complaint are an invitation to regulators on that side of the Atlantic, where platform advertising enforcement has its own machinery. Fifth, the business pressure point. Advertising is among Amazon's highest margin revenue lines, and any remedy that forces true auction transparency or restitution above $20 billion would land directly on the profit engine at a moment the retail business is investing heavily. Sixth, the precedent question. If an auctioneer may insert his own bid into his own auction without disclosure, every automated marketplace, search, retail media, programmatic advertising, inherits the ambiguity. A ruling, either way, would define the duty of the platforms that run the markets the rest of the economy now trades in. Section 5, the broader pattern and the open question. The pattern is the quiet transformation of marketplaces into market makers. Two decades of platform economics built systems so convenient that an entire economy of small sellers clustered inside them. And the operators of those systems discovered that the instruments of the marketplace, its rankings, its fees, and above all, its pricing rules, could be tuned for the house's benefit in ways no participant could observe. The complaint's allegations, if proven, would make Amazon's ad auction one of the cleanest examples on record. Not a hack, not an outlier, but a standing operating policy in which the market's core promise, you pay what the competition charges, not a penny more, was allegedly suspended for the operator's benefit. The $20 billion figure is the measure of how much value can be extracted from an unobservable pricing mechanism before anyone with standing to sue notices. Which leaves the question the courtroom will eventually answer. A second price auction is a promise. The winner pays the second bidder's price. Amazon's own executives, in the words the complaint quotes, described a machine in which that price was set by the house, calculated, inserted, and concealed. If a court accepts that the promise was broken, the damages are the least interesting part. The interesting part is what every other platform must then disclose about the auctions it runs. If the court accepts Amazon's defense, that dynamic pricing inside a proprietary marketplace is lawful discretion, then the disclosure line moves somewhere very different, and every advertiser on every platform will want to know exactly where. The answer will be written not in auction theory, but in a Seattle courtroom, one filing at a time. We will be reading them. At myaudiobooks.ai, you can create fiction, nonfiction, and turn your documents into audio, all stored in one place with a single subscription. Plus, get instant access to thousands of audiobooks and deep dive investigations. Learn more today at myaudiobooks.ai. This concludes the audiobook narration. Thank you for listening.